You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Our first guest, who is an absolute legend in the field of children's entertainment, entertainment in general, in Aotearoa, we have the one, the only, the very, very talented Susie Kato here to talk about relaunching You and Me after a very, very long time. I have it written down that it's 28 years, which is pretty nuts. That's a long time. Good morning to you, Susie. How are we?
Good morning. I am very well. And yourself?
I am doing pretty well. Yeah, I'm a little bit sick. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I've been grappling with this annoying sickness for the past week or so. So that's annoying.
Oh, there's some pretty awful bugs out there at the moment. So hopefully you're looking after yourself. Lots of water, lots of sleep.
Yeah.
It's a vitamin C.
A bit of that. I went for a sauna yesterday, and that did a lot of good. So, loving that.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Some eucalyptus helped to clear the airwaves?
Completely. Actually, speaking of airwaves, I do miss airwaves, the gum, the eucalyptus-flavoured gum.
Yeah.
That was the best.
I didn't even know you couldn't get it.
it's gone off the shelves now, which is very, very annoying. I saw on Instagram that you follow a lot of different New Zealand musicians, including Marlon Williams, Finn Johansson, and Jasmine Mary. Are you quite plugged into the New Zealand music scene?
Being a music creator myself, I like to think so.
True.
But yeah, look, it's about supporting local, and we put out some amazing content, so yes, happy to support them. And don't just support the big names too, as I find, you know, newcomers coming through, obviously with the kind of, and I listen to a great variety of music, so I try and support them as well.
Awesome. You got any favourite releases from New Zealand over the past year or two?
Really good question, and most of them come from You and Me, because we've got 29 songs coming up this year.
That's crazy. I can't wait to hear them all. We'll be playing one of them after this corridor. New Zealand and Australia have a pretty big beef in claiming different things. You know, Pavlova, the Flat White, and Russell Crowe. You were originally born in Brisbane, I read, to New Zealand parents. Has Australia tried to claim you?
No, not yet. I think I'm too much of a best-kept secret. So I'm quite happy.
That's good. You haven't become the subject of a cultural war.
Yeah.
I wonder, who is your... You know, you're such an influence for so many people and such a formative memory for so many people. Who was your favourite children's entertainer when you were growing up?
Oh, well, look, back when I was growing up, we had Romper Room and school and things like that.
True. I'm just noticing that there's a bit of a delay on our Zoom call, so I might turn off my video and hopefully that can save on some bandwidth. Are you still with us? Oh, no. Oh, Zoom is such a fickle creature sometimes. Are you there, Susie?
I'm around her in the Whatney House studio, and she would... It was like she was connecting...
Oh, my God.
...having a conversation directly with you, and it was wonderful. I wonder if... I'm still there. It says my internet connection is unstable.
Yeah. It's a bit of a fickle time. We are here. Would you be able to turn off your video? I think it might save on some bandwidth.
yeah. Sure. Okay.
Here
so
we go.
I will do that.
Alrighty. Okay. According to my calculations, it's been around 10,000 days since You and Me last aired. Now it's coming back from retirement and going on to YouTube. How has the landscape of children's TV in Aotearoa changed since You and Me was in the limelight?
Well, You and Me was on 3, so that was on, you know, terrestrial television back in the day, and it was supported by one CD that came out. And I used to do a lot of live shows, fundraising for preschool organisations around the country, and which is a great way to connect with Kiwis. Now we are on YouTube, and as of the July school holidays, the RNZ video platform as well. So, look, if we could be back on standard television and kids were going to television, then that's where we would be, because it's a far safer... It's a far more gentle environment. Well, it can be, depending on the advertising that's placed around the jolly programs. But YouTube is where it's at. So we make good content so that you can find good content and content that's made for Kiwi kids.
Mm.
There's some amazing content being made in New Zealand for Kiwi kids. And New Zealand On Air in particular has two fantastic platforms, Kidogo and Kidogo Junior. So Kidogo Junior is where you and me, or snippets of you and me, will sit. And Kidogo is where, you know, more your what now is going to sit.
Mm, the edgier stuff.
Yeah.
I read
in the edge machine, look out, it's going to get you.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, but if you want something edgy, one thing to look for on Kidogo is my favorite dead person.
Whoa.
I've got three YouTube channels, and on my YouTube channel, Tree Hut TV, which has been there for since 2016, we've been playing compilations of my favorite dead person. You know Horrible Histories?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the New Zealand version of Horrible Histories. And yours truly plays a dead person before they died. So I get to be a part of one of the episodes as well. It's really, really cool.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Can I take a stab in the dark as to who it might have been?
Yeah, please.
Kate Shepherd?
I know, but good try.
Oh, man, that's all I had. Princess Diana? I'm not too sure. I read in a kōrero with Emma Hildersley from One News that you've said children are exactly the same as they were back when you first ran You and Me. Do you acknowledge that the presence of screens and a lot of the research that's coming out about attention spans and the decline in cognition in younger people is sort of a reality though, right?
It is a reality, and if kids weren't given screens from a young age, that wouldn't be that issue. It wouldn't be that same issue. So kids quintessentially are exactly the same. Play-Doh, paint, you know, a couple of sticks, you know, all those sorts of things. A cardboard box with boredom is key, whether that is for kids of 2, 22 or 102. If they're bored, they become creative, and that's where we need to be again. Instead of sitting in front of our screens, and I say this to all your fabulous audience, if you put down your screen, you allow yourself to be bored, you know, that's where Einstein, where, you know, all the others started creating and started investigating out of curiosity. They looked at the sky instead of a screen, and instead of going, oh, somebody's just told me this, they went, oh, I wonder. And so that's what kids are all about. There's a natural inbuilt curiosity. Mm. So with You and Me, like we did with Susie's World, once you finish the program, the idea is for you to turn it off and you move on and you go and do some of that stuff yourself, or you go and do something completely different. But the good thing to know is that new research is showing that our plasticity of our brains, even our more older brains, like my own, turning 58 this year, is that although you can get lost in the quagmire of screens and our attention spans can be shortened within 48 hours, 72 hours, if we are looking at winking or we are put away things all together, our synapses start connecting in various ways that allow us to have an attention span again.
Mm.
So if we can give ourselves a 3-week break, really hard to do. I've not been able to do that myself yet because I'm making content for screens, I've got to be on it.
Yeah.
You know, we can be back to normal again.
Let's hope so. I should probably do that. I'm horribly addicted to my phone. It's not very fun.
Look, it is fun while you're there because it's giving you that dopamine hit and it's providing you all kind of escapism. So if you read a book, you've actually got to hold the jolly thing and turn the pages, but your imagination will take you on a far greater journey
completely
than you will ever have with your screen.
Completely.
You see a whole lot of stuff that you don't want to see as well. And that's the concerning thing with kids, is that the content that surrounds all the good content is rubbish.
Yeah.
And they can't unsee the rubbish that they're seeing, or the scary that they're seeing, or the inappropriate, and there's so much of that.
And even some of the stuff that's marked as for children on platforms like YouTube are these really weird, lo-fi, low-budget 3D animations someone's cobbled together, and they're just using different mascots from different massive media franchises like Elsa or Spider-Man, and they're just really awful depictions of random acts that children should not be viewing, and they're flagged as appropriate content on YouTube, and it's quite worrying.
And look, it is. And parents, back in the day, I used to hear of You and Me on TV3 being used as a babysitting tool, and they would get 25 minutes to go and make a cup of coffee or go and have a shower or whatever, knowing that their child was going to be safe and secure in front of the TV with me and a snack or some blocks or a book or whatever. The babysitting tool of these YouTube platforms and so on now just offer endless hours of non-communication. So if we can put down the screen and have a conversation with our kids, getting them to, hey, look, can you see the truck coming? What color is it? You know, you don't have to make everything into a learning opportunity, but you can. Mm. You can count. You can look at colours. You can sing songs. You can just engage with your child. Too many children are heading off to school with such a reduced vocabulary.
Yeah.
One of the things that we are doing with You and Me is, because it's a conversation and it's lots of open-ended questions, is giving the kids opportunities to communicate. So they know how to take turns and... I'm talking now, I'm leaving space for you to talk, you know, all those sorts of things, which once upon a time, there was more of that. There was more sitting around the dining table.
Mm.
No, and I love this. My son mentioned it the other night, that he can only count on one hand the number of times that we haven't sat down as a family around the dinner table. And that doesn't matter how busy we are. And it might be that we're eating at 9 o'clock at night now that they're a bit older, but we are all still sitting around the dinner table just checking in with each other and just chatting about what's going on with the politics and, all the craziness of the world and trying to navigate that. But we're doing that together.
Mm. I mean, that's community. That's beautiful. That's lovely.
Mm.
I read that you're not only a songwriter and presenter for the new season of You and Me, but you're also now executive producing. How does that let you shape the new iteration of You and Me in a way that you perhaps didn't back in the 90s?
Yeah, well, look, I had no say in it, basically, back in the 90s.
Wow.
I would fly down from Auckland to Dunedin for 2 weeks and then fly home again and thaw out. And I loved Dunedin, and it holds a special place in my heart. But I wouldn't have much say in the program at all. So we haven't changed the format. We've kept it the same, because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And the number of parents that have, well, what we've done on our YouTube channel, You and Me NZ, is we've put a whole lot of archival episodes up there.
I saw that.
And yeah, so there's cosmic gear, there's a blast from the past, you know, all the toys and things like that. You'll notice we're in a new house. Well, we've had to move house because the other one was sold out from under our feet when we weren't making it anymore.
Oh, my God.
And all those items were pretty much auctioned off. So if you know of anybody, I met somebody who used to have the You and Me toy box. It's now been rehomed in another home with children. So I know of one place where something's gone, but it would be lovely to know who else has some of the toys and things like that from the You and Me set. But we've made it very, very similar because it's a format that works. It was written by preschool educators.
Yes.
With the right tone, with the right language, with the right songs and everything. So it's very, very similar. It's going to be a hug for all those big kids that used to watch me when they were small. And it's just a continuation of quality content that they remember from their childhood for their own children.
Mm. And it's good to appreciate, children's programming that doesn't try to sell them stuff either. So many children's programs are just mascots for toys. And so ups for you for not going down that road.
We've got a T-shirt out that we've been using as a promotional item that may become merch because so many people have gone, oh, I'd wear that tee. But at the moment, no, it's about supporting local. We read a lot of local authors. We've got local authors joining us reading their stories or reading the stories of others. And it's just promoting those very simple concepts. Talk to your child, read with your child, sing with your child, play, have fun with your child.
Mm. I have one more burning question I have to ask you, Susie. I want to talk about your use of te reo back in the 90s, because it's incredible you did that. It's very trailblazing, and it makes me think of how news runners nowadays speak a lot of te reo, especially when they're introducing the show, and they are pretty candid about the pushback they've received from the general public. Did you receive much pushback from the showrunners or the public for your use of te reo back in the 90s?
Back in the day, no, because trolls, there weren't such a thing as trolls. I do have two letters that I was sent many, many years ago by an upset parent about some, you know, I think it was the fact that I was wearing glasses and now every child will want to wear glasses. What? And my prescription Doc Martens. Well, they were the one pair of shoes that we owned for that series, and they were really, really comfortable, really, really serviceable, and they lasted me the 5 years. So, no, we didn't really have complaints like that. It's really interesting, and I'm very, very lucky that even on social media now, if people don't like what I'm doing, they tend to just scroll on. They don't seem to be unkind and cruel, which I wish that would be the same for all content creators. If you don't like something, scroll on. It wasn't made for you anyway,
just so ignore
just it. Don't hang in there.
Completely.
You probably wouldn't come and say it to my face, and if you did, well, then that's up to you. It'll be water off a duck's back, because I'm not making the content for you, I'm making it for Tamariki. But the support has been overwhelmingly supportive of the content being so inclusive of te reo Māori. I grew up in Kaikoi in the far north, and so although it wasn't full immersion or anything like that, we still had more te reo spoken than we did in other schools around the country at that time. So for me, I'm not fluent by any stretch of the imagination, and we've had to go back and do some fix-ups of what I thought I was saying correctly. We've had to go back and do some fix-ups. The support, the number of big kids who have said, and I say big kids, people like you, is that your age, that have gone, wow, we didn't realise how much te reo we actually knew, or where we learned it from, until we started watching You and Me again and went, oh, that's right. So it was just part of everyday language. It wasn't like a lesson. I was just talking about my puku, my tummy, and just threw that into the conversation, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you for being such a legend. It's so good to have you on the show and to be talking about this new iteration of You and Me. When is the first episode going to be premiering on Kidogo or YouTube?
It'll be on our YouTube channel, You and Me NZ. It will also screen on Kidogo Junior. May the 2nd, Saturday. Saturday the 2nd of May, 10 a.m. And you have 25 weeks of brand new episodes coming out at 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. The song that accompanies that episode, because we've got two out already, it's our time, and the opening theme, here we are, here today, come and join us, come and play. They're out on our music streaming platforms already, and we'll have a new song out each weekend as well.
Awesome.
I'll let you in on a secret.
You sure can.
This weekend, shh, don't tell everybody, just all your friends and no one you've met before, just tell everybody. It's a program about Play-Doh. So the song is all about making Play-Doh.
Oh, the best.
Let's make Play-Doh, you and me. So, gosh, it gives me goosebumps. I'm so excited about this, and it is so wonderful to be back in the lives of Kiwis across the – not just around New Zealand, but around the world.
Yeah, you'll have an international audience this time around, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program. I really appreciate your time, and I can't wait to watch the new episodes of You and Me. It's going to be a blast.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to seeing you there, because, of course, like I did when you were little, I was looking out through the TV talking to you one-on-one, so I'll see you in the lounge with your toys all spread around. It'll be really cool.
Oh, that's so good. All right, take care, Susie. Thank you so much.
See you later. It's time to say goodbye. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you. Oh my God, what a legend. That was the one, the only, Susie Cato. We're talking to Susie about her relaunching You and Me, which is happening on May the 2nd on YouTube and Kidogo Jr. You and Me NZ is the YouTube channel name. If you'd like to go watch the show, and I don't know why you wouldn't want to go watch the show, because it is awesome. At 9:30, we will have a new world record. Here's Susie Cato with You and Me theme song, and then we'll have El Hotel with their cover of See You Later, also by Susie Cato. Let's go.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.